Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and it is Food for Thought Friday, and I always love to share some nuggets of wisdom that God has spoken to me, whether it's through reading the Bible or through a devotional that I'm having, or whether it's through a conversation I have, or could be something I read on social media. Just love how the Holy Spirit loves to speak to us. And one of my favorites, a guy I like to follow on Twitter, is Pastor Mike McClure Jr. And he said this week, direction is much more important than speed. Don't go nowhere fast. Say that one more time. Direction is much more important than speed. Don't go nowhere fast. We all know the story of the turtle and the hare, right? Turtle and the rabbit. We know that the rabbit took off and just left dust in the turtle's face, but eventually the turtle caught up to him because the rabbit got exhausted because he went too fast at the beginning. And you know, we live in a culture that's a microwave society, yet I found in my life that God's in the crock pot business. Oh, nothing better than a good meal that's come out of the crock pot, right? Soaks in all the juices, it takes its time, and the food gets all the flavor. And yet, man, we live in a culture that just says, hey, you deserve to have it now. We don't like to wait. And yet, I found that, man, when I wait and that, usually always good things happen, that God shows up and he does what only he can do. So I want to encourage you today. Maybe you need to slow your roll a little bit, all right? Just slow down a little bit and be still and know that he is God. Psalm 46, verse 10, because I found that God's not in a hurry. And my simple prayer often is, God, help me not to get ahead of you, but also help me not to be behind you. And, you know, that's a balance. There's different seasons of life where sometimes, you know, we got to go, go, go. And unfortunately, we kind of get ahead of God. But in his grace, he kind of says, okay, it's all right. I got you. Let me help you here. And, you know, you can slow down. And it's a good thing. So practice Psalm 46, 10 verse today. Be still and know that I am God. Saw this quote recently. I'm not sure who wrote it, but it simply said, be thankful for yesterday, be grateful for today, and to be hopeful for tomorrow. Isn't that good? I'll share this quote one more time. Be thankful for yesterday, be grateful for today, and be hopeful for tomorrow. You know, friends, that simply reflects on the old attitude of gratitude that we talk about quite often on Hope Is Here. You know, being thankful for yesterday, being grateful for today. Right there, both of those are doing what the Bible tells us we need to do, to thank God for the things that he's blessed us with, but to be hopeful for tomorrow, just knowing that God's on the throne and life could change in an instant. Sometimes it's for the good, sometimes, unfortunately, it's not. Real Talk Kim, a really good follow on Twitter, says, you cannot fix someone who doesn't want to be fixed, but you can ruin your life trying. Ouch. I know we got a few fellow people pleasers in the house like me. Any other fellow people pleasers listening or watching today on our YouTube channel, I want to remind you that you can go to our YouTube channel. We have most of our programs on there, and you can find it simply at Hope Is Here. And my name, Greg Horn, H-O-R-N. And I hope that you will subscribe to the YouTube channel. Helps you find it easier next time you're looking. And then also just follow us on Facebook, man. We're there on Facebook at Hope Is Here. We are at Instagram, Twitter, and at TikTok at Hope Is Here Lex. That's at Hope Is Here Lex. And love for you to follow us, especially on TikTok, so you can get that morning cup of hope. That 1 minute cup of hope that God's just really blessing. Hard to believe later this month, it's going to be the 1 year anniversary of TikTok and Hope Is Here doing our 1 minute cups of hope. But Real Talk Tim, a great follow on Twitter, social media, she says, you cannot fix someone who doesn't want to be fixed, but you can ruin your life trying. And I've had to realize that myself, friends, that sometimes I just got to get out of the way and let God do what only he can do. because people making unwise decisions. Jason Carter says, the key to mental health is giving thanks in all things. The key to mental health is giving thanks in all things. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 and 18 says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then I love this final quote he has with his post on Facebook last week. He says, thankful people are happy people. Haven't you found that to be true? I know I have. Thankful people are happy people. Man, when you're thankful and grateful for all things you have, you don't get caught up in comparing yourself to other people and wanting to have all the stuff that they have. You just say, you know what, God, I trust you, and in your timing, you're going to give me the things that I need. And that is such a blessing when it happens, isn't it? And just love that. And our Father, our Heavenly Father, is such a good, good Father. And so thankful that many people still have their dads around. But a lot of you also are like me, that your dad's already gone to be in heaven. So don't be discouraged by that today either. Because God wants to help you. And yet you've got to stay faithful and be faithful. Another quote that I like was actually Mary DeMoose shared, Psalm 43, verse 5, and she says, I'm consistently preaching this to myself. Why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise Him again, my Savior and my God. I want to ask you today, who's your hope in? I mean, let's be honest here. Let's have an honest conversation. Is it in your bank account? Is it in your job status? Is it in the car you drive, the house you live in, maybe family members? I mean, we can get our identity off God so easy. And the enemy wants us to do that. He loves to get us off track and get our eyes off of Jesus and onto our stuff and onto our things and other awards. And friends, we have to be really, really careful of that. We just have to kind of reevaluate ourselves, our hearts. Really need to do it on a daily basis, but at least two or three times a week. And I went to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes annual banquet. It was at Emmanuel Baptist recently, and they talked about their verse was John chapter 3, verse 30 this year. It's a simple one, but man, it's a powerful one. It says, Jesus must increase and I must decrease. And you know, even though that was written over 2,000 years ago, that is great wisdom for today. That Jesus must increase and I must decrease. That doesn't mean that I always like it, but it's just true, friends. It's just true. And sometimes people will ask you to do something. They talked about that FCA, whether it was kids attending a camp or asking an adult to be a volunteer leader, and would encourage that might be a ministry that you maybe want to get involved in. Go to check out Christian Fellowship of Athletes, and they've got a great program here in Central Kentucky with Aaron Hogan. You can Google that, Christian Fellowship of Athletes, Central Kentucky, and find out how you can get involved. They have character coaches and people volunteer their time. And, you know, unfortunately, it's hard for churches to get in schools anymore. But for some reason, Fellowship of Christian Athletes have found favor with schools. And they're in over 60 different schools in Fayette County. But they would like to be in more, and they just don't have enough staffing. And so maybe you're listening today, you're like, you know what? Maybe I need to try to do that. And I really do believe that you'll be thankful that you did, because God loves to help His kids. He loves to love His kids. It says we should have childlike faith. And I'm so thankful for how much Jesus loved us that He was willing to do that. And thankful that He never gives up on us. I like this quote I saw recently. It says, remember, you can't reach what's in front of you until you let go of what's behind you. It's so good. I'm sorry. I wish I could give credit where credit is due, but I just saw this on Facebook last week. It says, remember, You can't reach what's in front of you until you let go of what's behind you. So stand on that promise today, friends. Sometimes, so many times we can't move forward because we keep looking in the rearview mirror. And I want to remind you that, you know, the Bible tells us, behold, God makes all things new. So count on that. Promise that. Stand on that today and let God help you and do what only He can do. Saw this great devotion recently. My friend Janie Lewis, the executive director of Natalie Sisters, a wonderful ministry helping the ladies that just have fallen on hard times, and several have dealt with the adult entertainment world, and just really being the hands and feet of Jesus in downtown Lexington, Natalie Sisters. But it's a great follow on Twitter. But recently, Janie, the executive director, shared this powerful devotion. Don't give up. I want to share it with you, and I apologize in advance. I don't know where it came from, but this short devotional was entitled Don't Give Up, based on 118, verse 14, the New Living Translation. It says, the battle is yours. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Let's say it again. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord. Whenever you feel like giving up or giving in, remember that your strength comes from the Lord. Whenever you're down and out and can't seem to pick yourself up, remember that your strength comes from the Lord. When you feel weak and overwhelmed, I want you to remember that your strength comes from the Lord. Don't you dare give up. God has amazing things in store for you. During the battle, the Lord will fight for you. During the trial, the Lord will strengthen you. During the test, the Lord will encourage you. You shall be a conqueror. You are part of royal priesthood, and you are the head and not the tail. You shall prevail in this life. You shall defeat the enemy, and you will inherit eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Yeah, I get an amen on that. And I love in the notes my friend Jenny wrote, don't give up, give it to God. Don't give up and give it to God. And friends, sometimes we just need to be reminded that don't give up and don't give in to God. I saw this great quote recently by Sam Lefkowitz. He said, when asked if my cup is half full or half empty, my only response is that I am thankful that I have a cup. Isn't that so good? When asked if my cup is half full or half empty, my only response is that I'm thankful that I have a cup. Friends, what are you thankful for today? Oh, first and foremost, we're just thankful that God loved us so much that he sent his one only son, Jesus Christ, to die a horrific death on the cross. Then I hope we're thankful that the tomb was empty and that hope was alive because Jesus was alive. And if he conquered death, he can handle whatever it is that we are dealing with in our lives today. So I want to encourage you, maybe today you need to rededicate your life to God. Or maybe you've never accepted Jesus and may today be the day of salvation. If you don't feel like you have anybody you can talk to, reach out to me. You can find me at our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org. Just reach out to me, and I'd love to talk with you about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening. We're out of time. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today. Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.